I'm Mayan Silver. There could be a large crowd at the state capitol today as protesters demonstrate against the Evers administration's safer at home order. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature have asked the state Supreme Court to rule that Evers can't extend the order from Friday to May 26th. Around the country, people, many supporters of President Trump or with conservative or libertarian views, have rallied against similar stay-at-home orders. I asked people set to attend Wisconsin's rally why they were going and what message they wanted to send.
I am going to the protest not to protest the safety measures that are put in place of wearing face masks, gloves.
That's Michelle Tattenen, a stay-at-home mom in Hammond, Wisconsin, a rural area about 40 miles east of Eau Claire.
We will be in our vehicle in the gridlock honking and trying to bring attention to we need the change.
Tattenen says Evers' safer-at-home order is a sweeping and improper imposition on people.
Well, I would like for us to decide as an individual, like the Constitution gives us our freedom, instead of everybody being locked down when my household does not is not at risk of the demographic.
Tattenen says she understands older and immunosuppressed people are at higher risk, but says they can make the choice to stay in. She says the issues should be addressed by region and that in areas with few positive cases and deaths, there's no reason for shelter in place. Some people planning to attend cited the economic impact of safer at home. Nadine Dentice is a mom from Milwaukee who was laid off as a result of Evers' measure.
Many people are living paycheck to paycheck, and they're losing everything, and then they're going to be blamed when they can't pay their bills because they should have prepared better. Who can prepare for this?
Dentice says she has friends who have small businesses who aren't going to make it through the next 2 weeks. She says she wants the immediate reopening of non-essential businesses, subject to individuals' comfort levels.
If you don't feel comfortable, then don't do it. You don't have to. If you are concerned about your safety and the safety of others, stay inside. If you are concerned about the safety of others because of your business, don't open your business.
Politicians and political groups are responding to gatherings like the one Friday afternoon at the Capitol. President Trump expressed support for demonstrations last week, tweeting in all caps, "Liberate Minnesota and Liberate Michigan." But as recently as April 8th, a Quinnipiac poll found that almost 70% of Republicans nationwide favored shelter-in-place orders. The Democratic super PAC Priorities USA released a statement calling the protest organizers members of a fringe group. Priorities USA says Donald Trump may like to pretend he's speaking for a silent majority with his cries of liberate particular states, but in reality, he's acting against the wishes of the American people and putting them in danger. The protesters in Wisconsin requested a permit to demonstrate that Capitol Police denied under the safer at home restriction on large gatherings. But even without a permit, rally organizers said the event would go on. Governor Tony Evers said Thursday he has faith that protesters can prevent the spread of coronavirus at the event itself.
We're making the assumption that these are all good Wisconsinites that are establishing their right to, under the First Amendment, to express their views. And we also believe that they will make sure that they're physically distant to each other.
Meanwhile, the governor announced this week he's working to ramp up the state's testing capabilities. Testing is seen as crucial to relaxing the stay-at-home measures, as a way to identify people who carry the virus and avoid a new round of infections. Evers also introduced a plan to reopen commerce in the state, but only when certain benchmarks are reached that show a reduction in the spread of the coronavirus. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.